Corona Trust. Here's an update on August the 31st of 2020. 94% of all deaths attributed to COVID-19 involve one or more comorbid conditions. Look, folks, we all want to believe in our government. But as I posted last week, there's no one whom you can truly trust other than God. The Word of God is truth. Everything else is more or less Kool-Aid. Our founding fathers would be appalled at how much trust we have put in the people in government. They were some of the most honorable Americans of any generation, but they knew that they nor anyone else is capable of wielding power without being corrupted by it. We see the corruption in politics. That, unfortunately, is the tip of the iceberg. There's no one in Washington or Raleigh who is worthy of taking your freedoms and conducting your life. If you're an adult, any person who leads you like a child is your enemy. When you detect such people encroaching on your God-given, constitutionally guaranteed rights, recognize them as your enemy and an enemy of America. Original post. I'm amazed at the gullibility of people. I cannot understand how people will continue to trust people who have lied to them. Specifically, I cannot fathom the trust that people have in experts and government. Using the COVID-19 hoax as an example, let's look at the number of lies that have been told about it by the experts supported by government. 2.2 million U.S. deaths projected. 2 weeks, then 4 weeks, then 8 weeks, and now indefinite shutdown, distancing, masking, and restricted assembly. Masks are not necessary, then necessary. Walmart environment is immune to COVID-19. Churches aren't. Protesting is safe. Going to church is not. Stimulus checks help. There are borrowing money, so the people being helped are being helped into debt. COVID-19 is a pandemic. It is not because it does not affect a high enough percentage of the population. So why do people still trust the experts? Why do people still trust the government? It is because they worship Baal, the false god of socialism. Is it because they choose to live in Disney worlds? Make-believe land? Is it because they don't have the guts to confront incompetent liars? The social network is busy brainwashing the people. Unless a person wants the truth badly enough to dig it out, they will be deceived. They will be lied to over and over again with the explanation that they have learned more or there's new data. Stop trusting experts. Stop trusting the government. Trust God and trust yourself.